Hi there, Good Word fam. It's Tisha Lewis from Fox 5 DC, and we are broadcasting remotely, practicing social distancing. So joining us by phone are friends of the show, Victoria and Joseph Riolano. Hi, you all. So I know last time you were on the Good Word podcast, you guys were about to start your church, Enlighten Church in Stafford. You guys are up and running. First and foremost, tell us about that journey, because we all want to hear some good news right now.
So it was quite a journey. We did end up starting the church on September the 29th. We ended up gathering a really great launch team of about 10 families. And since then, we've really grown, including the kids. We have almost 100 people that are members of Enlightened Church. And so it's just been quite a beautiful journey just to see how God brought people together, all different backgrounds, all different ages. It's been really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, very fun. We've also partnered with some people in the community as far as some women's shelters and then some community outreach organizations. And it's been a really, really fun roller coaster ride, if I could say that.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, speaking of roller coaster, we are on a roller coaster ride right now. A lot of people are home because of the coronavirus pandemic. And, you know, they're tuning in, they're listening to the podcast because people want a good word. They want some inspiration. They want some hope. They want some motivation because it is so much to process and digest exactly what is happening right now. And we are at the point where in some way, shape, or form, COVID-19 is impacting and touching every single person's lives. So you all, for those who are just now meeting or hearing Joseph and Victoria for the very first time, they are a husband and wife pastor team, and they started a church again, as they mentioned, in Stafford. But I want to do something a little bit different with the podcast, and I want to pray, because you all know I believe that there's power in prayer. And it doesn't matter what your denomination is. It doesn't matter what your belief system is. It doesn't matter where you are on your walk and your journey, whether you're a person of faith or not, grew up in the church or not. There's power in prayer. And so I'm going to relinquish the mic and kind of give it over to you all and just let you all lead us in prayer during this challenging and trying time across America right now.
Okay. Sounds like fun. All right, so let's pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your goodness, your glory. Father, we welcome you into this place wherever we are, whether we're sitting on a couch, whether we're, you know, on our bed, God, in a car, wherever we are, Father, we just ask you to come into that place, to meet us there, to touch our lives, Father. We just pray for this whole situation. There's a lot of fear in the atmosphere, God. We come against fear because your word says that you have been given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So, God, we claim those things over ourselves, God, and we reject the things that don't come from your word. So, Father, we just want to specifically pray for the medical community, God. We just ask you, Father, to bless them. They're on the front lines. Protect them, God. Watch over them. Give them wisdom and knowledge. All the endurance and strength that they need, because I'm sure they're working long hours, God. I'm sure it's frustrating. I'm sure they have their concerns, Father. But we just pray for just comfort over their lives, and we just pray peace, God, the peace that surpasses all kinds of understanding. We just ask you to touch their lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Lord, God, I also thank you, God, for peace of mind. God, I pray for each and every person, Lord, that's being affected by this situation. And I ask that you just meet them right where they are, God. I thank you, Lord, that you will help them to not be overcome with fear and frustration and anxiety right now, Lord. I pray against all anxiety, Lord. And I just ask that you would just bring your peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord, that from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord God, that we would know that you are good and that we would know that you have us right in the palm of your hands, God. Help this be an opportunity for us to awaken ourselves to come back to you, God, those who are far away, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the mothers who are at home, Lord, and who are having a new way of life that are afraid right now, that you would bless them and that you would give them the strength that they need in this situation, God. You would give them the strategy to be able to take on this. And God, I thank you, God, for the different people who are working, God, the essential workers, Lord, that you would just be with them, Lord, that you would help them to not grow weary during this time, God. And I just pray for the overall emotional health, God. We know that it's been said that there will be more suicides than ever during this time. But God, I pray against that right now, that this will still be a time of community and a time of coming together, a time where we can lean on each other for the strength that we need, God. I pray that even though we're socially distancing ourselves, God, that we won't fall into a pit of isolation and despair, God, but that we would look to you for our help and that we will find others that can come alongside us and be a good support system for us during this time, God. May your peace go before us, God, in all things.
Yes, Lord, and just finally, God, we just ask you to bless all the people that are making decisions, even to the point in this world, God, with deciding whether we're supposed to stay home or move or stay in hiding, God, or take this or take that. God, we just ask you to be with those people. I'm sure they're feeling a lot of pressure. I'm sure they're getting a lot of words being thrown at them, whether positive or negative. But God, I just ask you just to be with them. God, give them the comfort that they need. Give them the peace that they need. But God, ultimately, just give them the wisdom that they need to make the proper decisions, God, whatever the decision is, God, we just ask you to give them the proper decision, God, the proper wisdom that they need, and just to give them the confidence, the boldness that they need to make those decisions. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name.
So just one final thing, God. We just pray for healing for our nation, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your name is above coronavirus, God. And we pray right now for all those who may be personally affected, Lord, whether they've lost a family member or whether they're feeling sick themselves, God. I pray healing over their bodies, Lord. I pray functioning into their lungs, Lord. I thank you, God, that is your breath in their lungs, God. And I just ask right now that you strengthen their bodies, God, that you would help them to live a long life, God. I pray for each person that they would come in contact with, God, and that we would be covered, Lord. I thank you, God, that you would send your angels before us, help us to make wise choices, God, but also, God, for those who currently have this disease, Lord, I pray long life over them, God, and I just pray that you would just be with them and just help them to come through this situation on the other side with a testimony, God, of your goodness and how you kept them and you carried them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Absolutely. You know, I just, I really, really appreciate that. I think that, you know, a lot of people could use some prayer right now. We posted on our Facebook page a call for prayer requests. If you have a prayer request, by all means, send a message or post on our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com and search The Good Word. And we have a community of people who will pray for you and specifically you and your situation. I have to ask you all, Joseph and Victoria, how are you all holding up?
Oh, we're hunkering down. We got enough people in our house to entertain each other.
You know, for people who are listening, yeah, they may not know this. You all have 6 children and 1 on the way. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Congratulations, Victoria and Joseph. I haven't had a chance to congratulate you all personally yet, but congratulations. But yes, you all have a lot of entertainment happening right now.
Yes.
Any tips or advice for people who are at home with their children?
Yes. think ahead. Be 1 step ahead of them.
Yes.
So, yeah, I do my best to try to give them a little bit of a lesson when I can. But, you know, this time I've just learned to be very flexible. You know what? If they're not in the mood to want to learn all this stuff, let the kids go to your backyard and just play for a little bit. But just be okay with being flexible. You don't have to put all this pressure on yourself to do things A, B, and C way, the way everyone else is doing it. Just let your life be the way it needs to be right now. You don't have to be like anyone else. Just let it happen. That's kind of what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And
know that I have a little toddler. She's 3, and so she's a little too young to kind of know what's going on. She's talking about germs and hand sanitizer and washing her hands a lot. But you all have older children. What are they saying about all this?
Yeah, I will say, it's interesting. I asked them last night if they're scared, and they're like, we're just scared we're going to run out of toilet tissue. So it seems like kids are going to pick up on what you put into the atmosphere. If you're putting the fear in the atmosphere, you know, we're all going to die, you know, let's wash your hands, you know, of course they're going to be afraid. But if you're really speaking positively, praying for them, praying for the people that you learn about that have the situation, they're going to be okay. So for the most part, our kids are only bumped and can't go to school and see their friends. They don't seem to have a fear about them, about the whole situation, because I personally believe we're just not allowing that fear to be the main thing that we discuss in our home.
Yeah. And a lot of prayer.
A lot of prayer.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of
I mean, I say it jokingly, but seriously, a lot of prayer needs to go into this season of everybody's life, the whole world.
And you know what I've noticed, you know, obviously there are a lot of challenges and obstacles during this pandemic, amid this pandemic, but I've noticed a lot of people are turning to God, are turning to faith, are turning to religion, are turning to any inspiration in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Right, and that's just really been beautiful. I know for us, learning that we couldn't meet in our church just 24 weeks, it was a heavy blow. But now we're seeing that, hey, Facebook is breaking down almost every single week because there's so many people that are just posting their online sermons, and people are watching. People, during times of crisis, people are always going to be hungry for hope. And so our goal, our desire is that we can still help build that space for people as they're going through this situation by just sharing the message of who God is and that He still is a healer.
Yeah, amen.
And you know what, I wanted to ask you all about that, because you all are a new church. How has this impacted how you all are fellowshipping, and what are the plans for, you know, Easter's coming up, but obviously safety and health has to come first. And I'm assuming that you all have 100% moved to a virtual platform, but what's the plan and how's everybody coping?
Oh, wow. Yes, we have 100% moved to a virtual platform, even with our small groups or our life groups or Bible studies, whatever you want to call them. You know, all of that is through a social network, the internet type of a thing. But you're just coming up. Wow, that's a really good question. We're still praying about it, but we're working on some things as far as to get a worship set together. Post that as well as the message, but man, I mean, it's kind of for everybody. It is what it is in this season. You know, or it is what you make it, what you're gonna make it. You know, so we want it to be, you know, beautiful and nice and touching, but we have to be mindful of the platform that we're using as well. So just like how Victoria said, things are crashing, things are bumping, but for whatever reason, our videos are going through pretty well. But I do a live, I don't do a pre-recorded message as well.
What's been the reaction from some of your fellow pastors?
Oh, man. I would say there's a wide range of reactions. Because I have pastor friends that they have well over 1,000 members or 2,000 members. And then I have the 600-700 range. And then I have the smaller churches like us. And I would say it's just a wide range. I mean, the pastors that have more technology available to them, they're not as stressed or panicked, I would say. I shouldn't even use the word stressed or panicked. I would just say they're a little bit more at ease. Some of the other pastors that don't have as much technology, they're just concerned with putting a good presentation together. But overall, it's good. It's a good feeling that everybody is having, and just we're all just trying to push. Everybody have faith in the season. Nobody has the fear, and just preaching the message. You know, I've noticed that a lot of pastors have altered their even their service.
community, even though we're not actually meeting in person. And it seems like everyone is starting to kind of find their fit within this social media world of church.
Well, you know what? I think it's a unique opportunity to meet people where they are, to have some new people that you are attracting. And I think that, you know, technology can be a gift and a curse. And right now, I think we can all agree that it's a huge gift. We are all able to stay connected, whether it be by FaceTime or Skype or Zoom or Facebook or Twitter or whatever platform. We are all able to stay connected through technology. And that is a beautiful and wonderful thing. So I want to give you guys an opportunity to let people know how they can reach you all, how they can connect with what you all are doing, if they need prayer, where they can find Enlightened Church, and where we can find you.
Yeah, so we are available online at enlightenedchurch.org. You can send us a message through there, as well as enlightenedchurch@gmail.com. But you can, again, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and if you send a message, we will surely answer back. I'm sure our names will be attached to the podcast, so as well as you can reach out to one of us personally, and we'd be honored to pray for you. We had the opportunity to pray for nurses and doctors yesterday live, and we were able to talk to people that we've never talked to before just because there's such a need for prayer. So, yeah, that's the best place to contact us.
Wonderful. Joseph and Victoria Riolano, thank you so, so much. Husband and wife pastor team at Enlightened Church in Stafford. We will post this on our Facebook page and also on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play, and everywhere the podcasts play. Be sure to subscribe. And I have to ask you guys before you go, what's the good word?
The good word is that God is still a healer, and none of this is catching him by surprise. He has it. Let's just trust him for what he's going to do in this situation.
Yeah, and I would say that God really loves you. Like, God really loves you personally. He loves all of us, and he's going to take care of us in this season.
Joseph and Victoria, thank you so much. Thank you very much for your prayer, and we are wishing you all very well. Stay safe and stay healthy.
Thank you.